Before that, the first ever European Girls Mathematical Olympiad is to be held at Murray Edwards College in Cambridge over the next week. You might know that as Newhall, its old name. It's to encourage more girls to take part in high-level maths competitions. So, let's find out more about it and how much interest there's been. With me is Dr. Kerry Fidus, who's co-director of the programme. Hi there.
Hi.
You're a maths teacher.
Yep.
And a 17-year-old Natalie Behaig, who's a member of the UK team from Kent. Hello, Natalie.
Hello.
Hoping to be studying in Cambridge next year, is that right?
Yes, that's
at
right.
Trinity.
Yeah.
So you're a bit of a clever clogs then, are you?
I suppose you could say that. I like doing maths. Yeah,
that's your thing, is it?
Yeah.
And how would you use it in life? What do you want to be?
That's a big question.
Too early in life for that.
Well, I quite like just doing maths, so perhaps becoming a mathematician, academic,
okay,
would be good.
Solving all those problems that nobody else can, I'm sure.
The best bits of maths are the bits that aren't necessarily useful, the bits that are just beautiful in their own right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell us.
So, proving things. A lot of this competition, this is an Olympiad competition, and a lot of Olympiad competition questions are about proving things. You'll get a little puzzle, and it's not good enough just to give one answer. You've got to prove that that's possibly the only answer. Shall I give you an example?
Go on.
So you can take the numbers 1 up to 17. Can you write them out in a line so that every pair of numbers that are next to each other adds up to give a square number? Okay, so you might be able to do that. Just play around with the numbers and see what works out. And you might stumble across an answer. That's not good enough. You can't just say, here's an answer. You'd have to find all possible answers and prove that you had found all possible answers if that was an Olympiad-style question. So very often, just the first answer that crops up isn't enough.
I'm thinking of the film A Beautiful Mind here, you know, with a blackboard and just numbers all over it and equations and so on. Is that what it's like?
It's not just numbers. There's a lot of geometry questions. There's a lot of drawing shapes and proving that certain lines intersect or points. You can draw a circle through several points.
So this is like A-level maths or more
no,
difficult, more
no,
complex?
It's not like A-level maths at all. In A-level maths, you get taught a certain syllabus, and then when you sit the exams, you have to regurgitate what you've been taught and perhaps use it a little bit. In Olympiad problems, it's completely different. There's not a lot of knowledge that you need to know. It's about having a clever idea. So there's no set syllabus. There are certain themes that might come up, so it's good to know a bit of geometry. But there's no set syllabus. And it's about starting with a problem, possibly like that number one, that anybody could understand, and then coming up with a clever idea that enables you to solve it.
Natalie, have you always been good at maths?
Well, I don't know, when I was very, very small, I was never good at maths, like when I was 4. But I definitely have got into it since I've been about 13, I think. I've done various different competitions based at school, and then from that got into wider competitions.
You find it easy?
No, but that's what makes it good, that you get challenged, you have to think, you have to stretch your mind a bit.
Is it a tiny bit geeky?
There's nothing wrong with being goofy.
No? Is it or isn't it?
It depends what you mean by geeky.
Yeah.
If by geeky you...
Do you sit around and talk maths with people?
Yes,
yes.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay,
right. Yes, we talk about maths a lot.
So it's just like in the films then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about a maths conversation. How do you talk maths?
Well, if I'm talking to the other members of the UK team, perhaps about a problem, we'll like discuss how we went about the problem, or we might discuss different ways that we could have seen to do it in the end. Mm.
And of course, a social network is all about this as well, the film, isn't it? That's how Facebook started. It's people solving problems like this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of practical applications. Although I prefer maths that doesn't have practical applications, having this skill of problem solving and logical thinking is really useful, especially in computing and writing programs.
Well, it started yesterday, am I right? The people have arrived.
The teams arrived yesterday. We now have all 19 teams at Murray Edwards College.
And we'll know the winner when?
They sit two papers. The first paper is tomorrow morning and the second paper is Friday morning. They are marked on Saturday. That will be the height of excitement over the week, and the results will come in throughout the day on Saturday. And they are live on our website.
Which is?
egmo2012.org.uk.
And people can see some of the puzzles there, I'm sure.
Yep, the problems will be up there as well.
I'll get back to you later with the answer. Kerry, thank you so much, and Natalie too. Been a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck. Enjoy, as they say.
Thank you.